Welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. We read in the Quran, in Surah, or chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, He hath revealed unto thee, Muhammad, the scripture with truth, confirming that which was revealed before it, even as he revealed the Torah and the Gospel, aforetime for a guidance to mankind. Quran chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. The Quran states that God had revealed the Torah and the Gospel aforetime for a guidance to mankind. So you need to read and study and believe the Bible. Muhammad accepted the Bible as being from God. He lived from A.D. 570 until A.D. 632. The text of the Bible that exists today is from texts that existed before the time of Muhammad. Since he accepted the Bible, so should you accept it, read it, and study it. Those who teach that the text has been corrupted contradict Muhammad and the Quran. We read in the Quran, chapter 4, verse 163. Lo, we inspire thee as we inspired Noah and the prophets after him, as we inspired Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the tribes and Jesus and Job and Jonah and Aaron and Solomon, and as we imparted unto David the Psalms. Quran chapter 4, verse 163. The Quran tells us that the Psalms in the Bible, written by David, were inspired by God. The prophet David wrote the word of God in the 12th Psalm, verses 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. The 12th Psalm, verses 6 and 7. God promised to preserve his word, the Bible, forever. The Bible has not been corrupted. Those who say that the Bible has been corrupted are contrary to Muhammad, contrary to the Quran, and contrary to the Bible. You need to believe the Bible. We read in the Quran, chapter 3, verse 45, And remember when the angel said, O Mary, lo, Allah giveth thee glad tidings of a word from him, whose name is the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, illustrious in the world and the hereafter, and one of those brought near unto Allah. Quran chapter 3, verse 45. The Quran states that Jesus, the son of Mary, is the Messiah, the Anointed One. Yes, Jesus is the Messiah, who was foretold in the law, in the Hebrew Scriptures, in the prophets. Jesus is the Anointed King, the Anointed High Priest, the Anointed Prophet. We read in Quran chapter 3, verse 47, She said, My Lord, how can I have a child when no mortal hath touched me? He said, So it will be. Allah createth what he will. If he decreeth a thing, he saith unto it only, Be, and it is. Quran chapter 3, verse 47. The Quran teaches that the body of Jesus was created in Mary by God. God decreed. God said, Be, and it was. Since God created the body of Jesus in Mary by decree, then whose son is Messiah Jesus? Certainly, God is the Father of Messiah Jesus by creation. This is what is taught also in the Quran. Listen to the 19th Surah, chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. And make mention of Mary in the scripture when she had withdrawn from her people to a chamber looking east and had chosen seclusion from them. Then we sent unto her our spirit, and it assumed for her the likeness of a perfect man. She said, Lo, I seek refuge in the Beneficent One from thee. If thou art God-fearing, he said, I am only a messenger of the Lord, that I may bestow on thee a faultless son. She said, How can I have a son when no mortal hath touched me? Neither have I been unchaste. He said, So it will be. Thy Lord saith, It is easy for me, and it will be that we may make of him a revelation for mankind, and a mercy from us, and it is a thing ordained. And she conceived him, and she withdrew with him to a far place. Quran chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. Notice, God sent unto Mary the Spirit. The Quran states, Then we sent unto her our Spirit. Quran chapter 19, verse 17. This is what is recorded in the Bible also in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verse 35. Both the Bible and the Quran teach that the conception of the body of Jesus in the womb of Mary was by the power and creation of God, a miracle. Both the Bible and the Quran teach the virgin birth of Jesus the Messiah. Jesus the Messiah is the Son of God by divine, miraculous conception. The Quran quotes the child Jesus in chapter 19, verse 30. He spake, Lo, I am the slave of Allah. He hath given me the scripture and hath appointed me a prophet. Quran chapter 19, verse 30. The Quran teaches that Jesus the Messiah is a prophet. Yes, certainly he is. God told Moses about 3,500 years ago that God would send a prophet, the prophet. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19, we read, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19, the fifth book in the Bible, Deuteronomy. This prophet that was foretold by God to Moses in the law would be from among the people of Israel. Would be from among the people of Israel and would be like Moses, a lawgiver who spoke the word of God. We are told by the Apostle Peter in Acts chapter 3, verses 22 through 26, that the prophet, this prophet, is Jesus the Messiah. Both the Quran and the Bible tell us that Jesus the Messiah is a prophet of God. We need to study the New Covenant, the New Testament of Messiah, Jesus, and believe what he said about himself. Read the Gospel according to John if you want to come to know Messiah. Next, let us read Mark chapter 15, verses 60 and 61 from the Gospel according to Mark. Again, the high priest asked him, saying to him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, coming with the clouds of heaven. Mark chapter 15, verses 60 and 61. Jesus said that he is the Son of God. Will you believe him? Will you put your faith and trust in him? Do you believe that Jesus is a prophet of God? Yes, you know that Jesus is a prophet of God. Then you need to believe what he said about himself. You need to believe that he is indeed the Son of God. The Apostle Matthew was with Jesus for 3 years. He was an eyewitness. He wrote the Gospel, which the Quran states is the revelation of God, inspired by God. Matthew recorded the death of Jesus, his burial, and his resurrection from the dead. This historical eyewitness account is recorded in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapters 27 and 28. You can read them. The Gospel according to Mark was the eyewitness testimony of Peter the Apostle, which was recorded by Mark. Peter was with Jesus and saw the crucifixion of Jesus, the Messiah, for the forgiveness of our sins. Peter was a witness, an eyewitness of the resurrection of Jesus. Read Mark chapters 15 and 16. Luke wrote the Gospel according to Luke as a historian. We read that in Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Luke recorded what eyewitnesses had reported to him about the life of Messiah Jesus, his deeds and his teaching. Luke was with the Apostle Paul. John the Apostle was with Jesus for more than 3 years. He was an eyewitness. The Gospel is a revelation of God according to the Quran. You need to read and study the Gospel according to the Apostle John. John was with Jesus after Jesus, the Messiah, died for our sins, was buried, and rose the third day, according to the Scriptures. The four Gospels are four witnesses to you, testimonies of eyewitnesses. Muhammad lived more than 500 years later. He was not there when the death of Christ happened, when he was buried and raised on the third day. The Quran tells us that the Gospel is a revelation of God, inspired of God. Therefore, you need to believe the Gospel of Christ, the four Gospels that are written in the New Covenant in the Bible. Listen to John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John chapter 14, verse 6. Only Jesus the Messiah died for our sins. Only his blood was given for the forgiveness of our sins. You have no forgiveness of sins except through Christ. We read, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Jesus is the only one who died for the forgiveness of your sins. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that does not believe shall be condemned." Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Amen. If you would like a free printed copy of this study, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free Bible correspondence course, or a free Improve Your English course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me.
Sweet is the song I'm singing today.
I'm redeemed.
Trouble and sorrow
have vanished away.
Christ is mine.
All to him.
I now resign.
I have been redeemed.
Precious indeed.
It's my Savior to me.
I'm redeemed.
Happy in glory.
Someday I shall be.
I have been redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
My love divine.
Glory.
glory, glory, Christ is mine,
Christ is mine,
Christ is mine,
all to him,
all to him,
I now resign,
I now resign.